Show the tat.
No, I haven't shown. I haven't showed it on camera.
I heard about the tat. I need to see it though.
Show the tat. Let me see the tat.
I've never showed it before.
Jeez. That's crazy.
Welcome back to another episode of Sergio Talks Podcast. It's your boy Sergio Talks.
It's your boy Carl.
Oh shit. It's your boy Matt.
I'm not sorry. Fuck you. It's your boy Carl.
And today we're with the Money Buys Happiness boys.
Yeah, Ernesto, thanks for having us,
Anthony.
Yes, yes.
First timers on our episode. Yep. So now we're popping your cherry.
Yeah.
Mm. Carl's popping your cherry.
Huh? Why'd you unbutton your shirt when you said that?
I'm ready.
Before we start this episode, don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe. Don't forget to give us 5 stars on Amazon, Apple Podcasts, and Spotify. Don't forget to check us out on
Patreon,
where you guys get an extra episode every single Friday. Mm. Boys.
Well, we'll do a role play. We'll practice. Okay, you be the girl and I'll be the guy.
I'm the girl?
You're the girl.
Okay, wait.
Oh, God.
Do I look fat, babe?
What are you talking about? You look amazing.
Stop lying to me. Look, like there's this thing right here.
Look at me. Would I lie to you?
But do you like this outfit though?
Love it.
You like this outfit?
You should wear it every day.
I don't hate this color.
Why?
You said your favorite color is red.
Yeah.
And that's blue.
So?
So you're a liar.
No.
Oh, wow. You're a fucking liar.
Okay, here we go.
Yeah.
I think so too.
Staring at me in the eyes.
It's not a soft shot either.
No.
Yeah, holy fuck, bro. Who poured these? They're crazy.
Listen, we parted with Campoli.
The same guy
and now,
who 10 minutes ago said, yeah, I don't drink.
This is the new standard.
That's four.
Salute, boys. To Tulum. Appreciate cheers. You guys.
Cheers. Of course.
Jesus Christ.
Ooh.
I'm going to be happy not to drink that ever again.
Yeah.
Happy to influence you boys.
Yeah, well, I mean.
There's not many people.
I mean, you guys are the influencers, but happy to influence you.
Well, you influence us to come, and Matt influenced us to drinking tequila on a daily basis.
That's just what he does, bro. Worst influence, bro.
It's a you thing.
You got an alcoholic behind the cameras for anyone watching.
So I got a series of questions. And like Anthony said on the last episode that we were on, there's no capping.
Never zero capping.
Right? So we're starting... like hot out the gate.
Wow.
Okay, you guys are ready? Because you guys are answering this question too after. So let's just say we're in Tulum. You guys went wandering somewhere in the forest, right? And then Anthony got his snake bit by a poisonous snake. Okay. And the only way to save him is to suck the venom out.
I've seen this question. Ernesto,
what are you doing?
Bro, all right.
Yeah, what are you doing? What are you doing, bro?
Rest in peace, bro. I'll cover all the expenses, you know. I'll take care of everyone you got. Honestly, I'd probably get down on my knees, bro.
Wow. That's love, you know, bro.
Without this guy, I'm fucked,
that's
you know?
Love,
so,
bro.
I mean, would people find out? Or would it just be between us?
I mean, I think it's a nice story to tell, to share with the family, you know?
No, bro.
You know, the time that Ernesto saved my life.
The views would go crazy on that kind of talk.
Would you return the favor?
Yo, listen.
Would you return the favor without the snake involved? Just like as a thank you.
No.
But I think I would need that in return, bro.
I would no, listen. But I'd be smart about it. Like, we're businessmen first, right? We have a pod, we do all this shit, but we're businessmen first. So I'd make sure, because Matt would be there too.
Right?
Oh, true.
So Matt would be there too. So I'd be like, get the camera out, because this is going on OnlyFans.
Oh, facts.
At the end of the day, we got to make cash, right?
Yeah, 100%.
There is a target audience for that.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
How long does it take to take it?
Yeah, that's the other thing.
How long do you...
Hey, listen, depends how desperate you are, bro. Yeah. I don't know.
Jesus
Christ. You? I'm gonna be real honest. Okay, look, Matt.
You for what?
No. If you get
who's getting bit? Okay, no, Matt got bit.
Shotgun, I'm getting bit.
Yeah.
Shotgun, I'm getting bit.
What the fuck? Okay, no. To be honest, like we've met like on Love Island, everything's great. You're like my best friend, and I would do anything for you. Like actually, no, like dead ass. Since I actually like you so much, you're dying, bro. Oh my God.
I was waiting for that.
Yo. Oh my days, bro. On your wee-wee? Take one for the team, bro.
What do you mean? You take one for the team.
No, that's you. I'm taking one for you.
One for the team.
Does it make you gay?
Yes.
I think you can get a pass though for that.
No.
It makes you gay, like you're going to feel it.
But who is gay? The one doing the sucking or the one getting hard?
Does it make you hard the venom though?
No, but no, yo. Let's say Anthony's not even hard, and then you give head, and then Anthony's
and then he's hard, and then he's hard.
No, but hold on a second. I'm twisted, bro. I don't know where I am. I don't know what's going on.
I think
bro.
My question is: it a hard dick or a soft dick?
I don't know.
You guys ever heard of a bro job, right?
That must be some Toronto thing, bro. We don't have that in Montreal.
No, who is it? Who is a Diplo? Diplo said he got his dick sucked by a guy and it wasn't gay because he didn't look at him in the eyes. That's what he said. It was a bro job.
I don't know if I agree with that, though.
I don't know.
No, listen. I'm not, my forte, but.
I mean, it's like if you, like, you know, if you're having a sex with a girl in doggy and like you don't see her face, it doesn't make her hot.
Yeah.
You got what I'm saying?
Yeah. It's like the bag over the head type of thing.
Yeah it doesn't change the fact. Like, the facts are the facts.
These guys.
What
are you?
So it's fine.
Huh?
A bro job is fine.
If you guys want to do that, that's fine.
No, we're talking about you.
I didn't say anything.
So, yo, Sergio, hold on. What are you doing? What if both of them got snake bites?
Yeah,
what if both of them?
They already know what my answer is.
What is it?
I'm covering the expenses. I'll accept, you know, co-host applications.
Damn.
That'd be a tough decision, bro.
To do?
Yeah.
No, it'd be easy.
But yo, hold on. I got a question too. It's like, can it not be just be a hand job?
Mm-hmm. No, the venom has to come out.
That's not sucking it out, right?
You can bust it out. That's what you're saying.
You're trying to bust it out, right?
That's crazy.
But just for the people who don't know, how did you guys meet? What's the story behind Money Buys Happiness and the friendship of Ernesto and Anthony?
Yeah, I mean, we were both in nightlife in Toronto.
Doing bro jobs.
Tons of bro jobs all
Friday
over.
Friday night bro jobs. And I was doing my own thing. I was promoting, I was throwing events. And then he was doing the same thing. We had a kind of a different network because he's a bit younger than me. And then we kind of just linked up one day and we're like, yo, we should just do this shit together. Get double the people out, have better events, shit like that. So we originally linked up like that. And then the marketing agency, you can kind of talk about that, how it came to be for
Yeah,
sure.
So like whatever, we were kind of both in a situation where we're like, we've been doing this partying shit forever. The money's great, but it's like, there's no longevity in that. You know what I mean? Like no one wants to be the creepy, like 45-year-old guy in the club still promoting. Cause we've seen that happen too many times.
Right.
And yeah, pretty much. So we were working on parties and shit together. And like, if you live in Toronto and you go out to party, like, you know, Ernesto, like he was like way bigger than I was in terms of nightlife and hosting and stuff like that. So the thing about Ernesto is he's such a nice guy. He would help people with anything. So people would come to me like, yo, do you know a videographer to shoot shit for my clothing brand? Do you know a web designer? Do you know this? Do you know that? Whatever. And because we'd be working together, I'd be seeing this shit happen every day. And he'd be like, yo, yeah, no problem. Talk to this guy. Connect you with this guy, whatever. And it got to a point where I was like, bro, this is like happening literally every day, five times a day. Like, so I turned to him. I go, bro, are you like getting like a referral fee? You making money off of this? And he's like, nah, bro, I'm just doing it just to like fucking be a good guy.
Yeah, be kind.
And then whatever, maybe they'll come out with me too. So that's where I'll kind of get my ROI. And me being a little savage behind, I'm like, no, that ends today, bro. And he's like, what are you talking about? And I was like, dude, we're going to start an agency. And like, cause I was noticing all the things were like, you know, services that an agency would offer. Yeah. So I was like, bro, instead of just connecting people for free, we're just going to be the agency now. We'll have all the services and everyone comes to you. We're good, right? We'll build like that. And that pretty much birthed our agency, Neighborhood Creative. It's been almost 5 years now with that. It's been going strong. And then the podcast came out of COVID. Obviously, creative agency, marketing agency, all these businesses like just shut their doors. And we were the first sort of piece of the budget that got cut. They're like, why am I marketing on social media? I can't even be open.
Fuck. Yeah.
So there was like a period of time for like 2 weeks where me and this guy were just doing like heavy shrooms and getting like really stoned.
So you got the best ideas.
In our office, right? Just like getting stoned. Like, what the fuck are we going to do? And we were like really into like Gary Vee at the time. And he was like, if you don't have a podcast, what are you doing? Like whatever. And then I was just like, dude, I'm like, bro, we got to start a podcast. And he was like, yeah, I'm down. Like pretty much like, yeah, let's do it. And,
You guys had the whole Nelk thing afterwards too?
So we started the podcast. It went well. It was growing so slow, dude.
At the beginning?
In the beginning. I mean, you guys probably know that.
Probably first, what, 100 episodes?
We did our 101st episode with Nelk, but our first 100 episodes were growing pretty slowly, but then we started being like really outspoken about COVID and shit. And that's when we started gaining like a following. It was more like, who are these like lunatics that are saying this crazy shit? Crazy at the time, now all true, but
right.
And then that kind of put us on the map. And then, yeah, we ended up signing a deal with the Nelk Boys. We signed under them for a year. It was a great experience. That put us on the map on another level. Grew our following. We grew our network. Got to meet like a ton of crazy people. So the last 4 or 5 years with this guy has been insane, dude. Yeah. We've been all over the world. We've been in rooms with people that like we would have dreamed about being in rooms with.
Speaking of which, who would be like the craziest person that you guys have met so far?
There's two for me. There's probably three for me. Dave Grutman.
Yeah.
Literally the GOAT of Miami hospitality. Owns every club you can think of, has, you know, has hosted and every like the most famous fucking people in the world. He's taking care of them. Like he's the GOAT. If you know anything about Miami, you know fucking Dave Grutman. And the other one would be Patrick Bet-David.
Yeah.
The guy is fucking incredible. There's not much I can say more than that. He's incredible. And then a third one, which kind of caught me by surprise, really cool, was Pooh Bear. I don't know if you guys are familiar with Pooh Bear. He is the man behind Justin Bieber. He wrote basically every single Justin Bieber song ever listened to. Shit.
I thought it was Danny.
No, whoever you thought it was, it was not. It was Pooh. His name's Pooh Bear. Yeah. And like we got to interview him in his fucking $30 million condo in Miami. Like just crazy shit. So very impressive people that like, me and this guy are just like, whoa. You know, when you see people like that and you see that level of success, it just fucking your drive goes crazy,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah.
So a lot of that. I don't know if there's anybody different for you.
No, I would say
Ernesto's more like, you know, Bella Danger.
Yeah. I would say, yeah, Dave Grutman, Patrick Bet-David, Pooh Bear, I'm trying to think.
Sugar Sean, UFC champion.
Cool. Yeah, he was cool. There's been a lot, man. I mean, we're almost at 300 episodes now. So we even forget about the guests we've had on.
Us.
But yeah, I mean, those guys that he named, like...
Yo, there was some guys, these guys, Sergio Talks Pod, they were crazy,
bro. These are guys, the names that he's saying are like people that we've talked about years before.
Right.
Mm. Like, it's crazy that we're sitting down with these guys now. Right?
Yeah.
Trippy, like, we were nervous for the Dave Grutman one because we were just like, yo, we're in this guy's condo.
He's the guy.
He's on the phone with Kim K. He's on FaceTime with Kim K.
Yeah.
About to sit down and do the pod, and we're just like, we're just stunned, dude. Right? Yeah. Talking to Beckham and stuff. Like, it's just next level stuff.
It's kind of the same thing that we feel. I feel like every time we come down to Toronto, especially, I mean, going out with you guys, going out with Zoe and stuff like that, it's like, it's kind of just a thing that it rubs off on you. It's like, you want to make this like a permanent like lifestyle. You want, like, you, like, there's one thing manifesting it, and there's also another thing being a part of it. But then there's also the next level, which is like being the one that actually like orchestrates it.
Does it? Yes. Yeah.
You know?
Yes.
Of course.
And that being said, given that you guys were club promoters at first, do you guys have like any story that stands out? Anything crazy? Anything that comes out? I know it's a while ago, but week.
Yeah, it was movies, bro.
But that's like, I don't even remember the Tulum trip you're asking me about.
I mean, there's a lot of things that just actually can't be said on camera.
Yeah, honestly, it was every weekend for us. We were wild, man. We were really wild.
Yeah.
At one point, I would say we were probably the best promoters in the city, highest paid promoters in the city. So we had so much control on King Street. We could just walk into any club at any time. They're giving us free bottles, free tables, bringing in 50 people with us. So I would say it was constant, dude. It never ended. But at the same time, I did it a little bit longer than him. I probably did it for like 8 years. And at the end, I was like, bro, like, I can't do this anymore. Like, it's too much. Yeah. Like, it's like drinking like 2-3 times a week at that level. And as a promoter, you can't really go out and be like, oh, I'm not drinking. Because people are coming out with you. And they're like, oh, let's have a shot. And you're like, oh, I'm not drinking. And they're like, what the fuck you mean? Why am I coming here then?
Mm.
You know, so.
I got a story, though.
Yeah.
I think after we did the, and we weren't even promoters, actually, but this was later. But after we did the pod with Kyle.
Oh, my God. Yeah, go ahead. Go off, bro.
I had to ask his permission.
Yeah.
So we do our infamous episode with Kyle, right? And we weren't signed to them yet. But this was the first time he's doing a pod outside of the Full Send pod.
Okay. Yeah.
His first appearance on another podcast. So we knew this was going to be huge. It was a crazy situation. Like, we only had a couple hours to figure out a studio, a shooter, all that stuff before. So we were already just like, tensions were high. We're nervous because it's him. It's a guy that we also have looked up to and respected We finally get him in the studio, whatever. Pod goes amazing. And he's like, yo, what are you guys saying tonight? He's like, we're hosting a club called Bottle Blonde in Miami. Come through. Obviously,
we didn't have plans to go out, bro.
We had no plans, bro. We're literally wearing like Nike shorts,
bro. I'm wearing like short towel shorts,
yeah,
with like slippers, bro. And I'm like, oh my god, bro.
Because he's like, we're like, yo, can we go to the club like this? He's like, yeah, you're rolling with us, you're fine.
Yeah, exactly.
So we're like, yo, we can't go back and change shit. He's like, no, the truck's outside. Like, we gotta get in the black truck. We gotta go. We're like, okay, say less. So we fly out there, whatever. And actually, we leave. So they bring Happy Dads. We drink maybe 4 or 5 Happy Dads in the episode. This guy probably had more than that. then they take us to Steve Olduit's condo. He has a penthouse at the SLS. Disgusting condo. Fuck. We go there, drink more, smoke. We're going crazy. By the time we get to the club, I'm probably 6, 7 Happy Dads deep. This guy's probably like 11, 12.
By the time we got to the club?
Yeah,
12.
11, 12. Get to the club, more Happy Dads.
We hop in his Maybach Sprinter. On the way there. Hey, and like we get in, there's like
casual stuff.
Seats for like 15 people. And there's Happy Dads everywhere. So we're just
Happy Dads pre-rolled blunts. So like, bro, we're going crazy, right? Yeah. But I'm already kind of seeing, like, I'm looking at it like from a business perspective. and I'm seeing this guy. I'm like, yo, he's looking already a little turned. We're not even at the club yet. Yeah. So I'm like, okay, this is where I'm gonna dial back just to like, so one of us can go off and one of us can just like control the situation, right?
Yeah.
So this guy's going. Needless to say, he went off, okay? Whatever. We get to the club. We're going crazy, right? Whatever. Obviously, their booth literally has like 400 or 500 people around it. Cameras. Like,
yeah.
So we're sitting there like, bro.
I've never seen paparazzi until that day. Like, we got out of the truck. Paparazzi waiting.
Bro.
Oh, shit.
Like, news.
This
like
is new for us.
Like, not just people with their phones. Like,
yeah,
news.
Yeah. Yeah, this is new for us, okay? We've never seen this before. And again, keep in mind, we're dressed like idiots. Like, we're not dressed for the club. So
fuck.
That made it worse, right? Whatever. We get to the club. We're going crazy. Bottles, this, that. By the way, they have like 20 bottles at the table. This guy turns to me. He's like, fuck. He's like, give me the business card. I should have been the smart guy I was trying to
he
be.
He asked for it?
Yeah. He was like, give me the Amex, the platinum card. I'm like, yeah. Give it to him. Why? I don't know why I did that. Gave it to him. Whatever. Not thinking about it. Bottles are coming anyway. So I don't know what we paid for, got, whatever. Comes to a point in the night where this guy's in the booth, bro.
Like this, bro.
When I tell you, like, lean in, bro.
Like, just like brushing girl. Like,
bro, body checking people because he can't stand, right? So I'm like, okay, this is the moment, like, he's done, right? I think I got him like 10 seconds before it would have been like a TMZ video. I grab him like by the shirt and I'm like, yo, let's go. And I fucking drag this guy out of the club. The second, bro, that we step out of the front doors, bro, ragdoll. This guy's body just collapses. Bro.
Well, hold on, you missed the part about the card, what I did with it.
No, because I'm gonna get there in a second. I'm gonna get there. So body collapses. Bro, I'm talking dead weight. Like, this guy is dead, bro. I grab him. I pick him up. I don't even know how. I'm still sauce too, right? I have him over my back, bro. And I'm walking like where like his legs are like dragging on the floor. Like he's dead.
Yeah.
Zero. The man had zero in him. I'm dragging him across the street. I find this like little doorway for like a store that was closed at that hour. Mm. And I sit him down. And he's dead, bro. And I tell you, like, for a second, I was like,
no pulse.
No, bro. I had to check. I'm being serious. I thought he was dead, bro. And whatever. Managed to one. I call an Uber. One pulls up. He looks. He's like, yeah, okay, bro. Later, call another one. I'm begging the guy. I'm like, bro, he's not gonna throw up. He's just fucked. Like, I just need a ride home. Yeah. I'll pay you extra, double, triple, whatever. The guy looks at me. He's like, I got you, bro. Like, that guy was my fucking
saving
grace, dude. Whatever.
Me too, though,
to take this guy. Literally throw him in the car. Like, he's sideways.
My legs are out the window. Like, I'm laying down in the back, and my legs are out the open window.
Crazy. Get him back to the thing to our condo. As soon as we pull up to the condo, I'm like, oh my god, the Amex. So I go to the driver, yo, let me bring him upstairs. You got to bring me back to the club. My Amex and my ID is there.
Yeah.
Like, I got you. Bring this guy upstairs. As we're going upstairs, bro, this guy's, we're waiting for the elevator.
No, we're in it.
No, we're in the elevator waiting for the doors to open, like, so we can get onto our floor. And bro, by this point, I'm like, now I'm cheesed at him. I'm like, bro, fuck you, dude. You ruined the night. Fuck you, whatever. So like, I'm not holding him with as much strength as I was before, I kind of like only hold, grab him by one arm. Like, guys, when I explained to you, like, he couldn't stand, all of a sudden he starts taking steps forward, boom, smashes his head right on the corner of the elevator door.
Like stainless steel.
Stainless steel. Boom. I'm like, fuck. Grab it, whatever. Bring him into the room, bring him into the condo. Literally throw him into the condo. Close the door, go downstairs. Get back in the cab. Go to Bottle Blonde. Go back to the booth. They're like, what happened? I'm like, don't ask. Go to the server. I'm like, yo, where's my fucking card? Give me my shit back. She comes back with the bill too, okay? Hey, the bill. 5,000 USD. Again, USD, we're Canadian. So like, yeah, that's 30% more. I'm like, on what? She's like, oh, he bought a 5 liter Don Julio 1942.
Bro, we had unlimited bottles in the table already, bro.
Bro, if you guys, if somebody saw my face, just disgust, disappointment. I'm just shaking my head.
It's my bad.
Swipe the card, whatever. Leave, go home. What the fuck? Crazy. Anyways, long story short, +10. He ended up getting like a second, third degree concussion.
Yeah, well, smashing his head.
Yeah, no, for sure.
Weeks of being fucked. Guy was getting CT scans in Miami. We're calling doctors to the fucking condo.
ID drip every day.
Crazy. So, anyways, long story short,
Don't drink that much, bro.
And that was our pre-celebration to getting signed. Yeah. We didn't even know we were getting signed.
Yeah. Jesus.
That was a pre-celebration.
I got fucked, bro.
That was the most fucked I've ever seen human being.
This is why in Tulum they charge you before.
Yes.
They're smart.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
They're smart.
I went back, I'm like, one bottle. It's not even like we got four or five bottles.
Did you guys even like have a sip of it?
Well, I was pouring drinks that were like you see that water there? Like, yeah. Just the glass was 90% thick. I was just trying to get rid of it. So I was like, yeah, you want a drink? And I was just giving them a glass like that.
It was that. It was all tequila. Full of tequila.
And then I would put like a dash of cranberry just so they wouldn't like question anything.
Bro, bro.
It didn't even make a dent. It was 5 liters, bro. The thing was like this tall off the ground.
Bro.
You don't question anything. You take a sip. You're like, what the fuck?
That's what people were doing. They're like, yo, this guy's fucked, bro.
Insane.
But yeah, that wasn't really what we were promoting. That was just more.
That was just.
I mean, listen, yeah. It's a promotion of some sort. So
yeah, we're promoting. I don't know what we were promoting, but we're promoting something. For sure. That was fucked, bro.
Yeah. Must have been a lot of girls there too.
I don't remember.
Yeah, well, yeah, they're with those guys. You roll with those guys, and it's like, they're famous, right? So like they have groupies, bro. Mm-hmm. Like they have real like groupies, dude.
Well, those guys, if people know that they're somewhere, then they'll just pull up.
Right.
Okay, a couple hundred people just pulling
they'll
up.
They'll follow.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
The different world that they live in.
Insane, dude.
Crazy.
Insane.
I had a question that I wrote down for you guys to know, like, you know, when dating and obviously being, you know, entrepreneurs and whatnot, there's certain things that come with the territory, right? Mm-hmm. So in hindsight, what would you guys say is like your toxic trait?
Oh fuck!
Ernesto's like, which one?
Just one.
Oh, my toxic tree. I have so many, bro.
You go first. I gotta think of mine.
No, I'm trying to.
Like,
I'm
trying to think how to word mine properly.
It could be like relationship wise, dating wise.
Honestly, like my toxic trait is that I can't really just be with one girl right now.
Mm.
So that's as toxic as it gets, I guess. Right. Like, or if I'm with someone, like I'll get bored of someone as well. Yeah. So that's pretty toxic.
No. Yeah. Yeah. I'm no doctor, bro. I don't know.
Someone diagnosed me here, bro.
This just turned into a therapy session.
But I also think that comes with the environment too that we're in, right?
Yeah,
so
yeah.
With the online world, obviously that's huge.
Yeah.
But even us, we always travel and stuff like that. And I've been single for a while too.
Mm.
So it's not like I'm really even looking for it. So yeah, I would say like I get bored pretty.
That's fine. I mean, I know these guys have toxic traits too.
You know?
Yeah.
So, but maybe that could change. I don't know.
I mean, for the right one.
Yes.
I don't think
and like,
so.
And, no?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I guess not.
But yeah, I used to I was in a couple relationships earlier on, like early 20s. And then after that, I was kind of like, nah, I'm not doing this at all
anymore. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I kind of have it in my head already that I don't want to be with someone to that extent.
Not yet.
Yeah,
not
still yet. Thinking.
No, I know what it is. I'm just like, yo,
which one do you get called out for the most?
Okay. This is going to sound fucked, okay?
Do
this
it.
Is going to
sound even more
this is going to sound fucked, and I know my girl would agree, and he would probably agree from like a business perspective. I'm a master manipulator.
Mm.
Okay?
I have that one in my locker.
I know you do. I know you have that one in your locker. I know how to pick and choose my battles and finesse situations for people to think like they're winning. Okay. When in reality, I know that like when this story progresses, I will win in the end.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Yeah. Example, please.
well, look, like, that's fucked up. That's crazy, bro. That's fucking crazy. You can't do that.
No, actually,
I think, okay, it's easier for me to like to say it in a business, in a business perspective. Like when I'm looking at, like when I'm looking at a business deal, and I think this is actually very important in business and in relationships. I'm not saying just relationships, like intimate ones, but even in, I don't know, friend groups or any type of like business dealing or whatever. Like you got to go into to a conversation knowing what outcome you want.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Right. And you can start and stop. So you're good. And as long as you go into a conversation knowing the outcome you want, like what's the angle of the conversation, then I think the second step is you go in there and you let the person talk. Mm-hmm. You ask questions, and even if there's an awkward silence, you let them keep talking.
Because mm-hmm.
then you're going to start to get what you want from that person. And that gives you now the ammo to like sway the conversation in certain ways to go whichever direction you want to get you to that final point of what you're looking for. Obviously, then the more you know about the person, the more intimate stuff you know, whether that be like the things they like, the things they don't like, their relationship status, their business status, everything, little intimate details. So I think like I've been able to put myself in positions in from a relationship standpoint, from a business standpoint, that I probably didn't, the odds weren't in my favor going into it.
Right.
But I just knew how to finesse it and manipulate it. Manipulate sounds horrible.
It's persuasion. Persuasion.
Persuasion. That's a better word. I know how to persuade people very well, I think.
You see, he just did it in front of us now. I said toxic trait, he gave his superpower instead.
No, but listen, again, I mean, there's it can be toxic, but it also can be beneficial, because the reality is, especially in a relationship, sometimes your partner like doesn't know what's best for them.
Right.
And sometimes you do, which again could sound manipulative, but you got to lead them in the direction you know is going to be best for them. Now, I'm not saying, but that also comes with time. Like I've been with my girl a very long time. So at the beginning, I probably wouldn't know what was best for her in the first year or two. But as time progressed, I think I got a very good understanding of it. And then if we're being honest, the women, I know you guys have a huge audience of women, bro, they're very emotional. So sometimes they're making decisions based on emotion. We're making decisions based off of facts, right? So sometimes, like even with my girl, it's like, she's saying shit. And I'm like, bro, you're just saying that because you're cheese today. Tomorrow, you're going to think differently.
Yeah.
So then like, but if I say that,
you're fucked.
Then you're fucked. So I'm like, okay, I play it in a way where I'm like, yeah, for sure. Yeah. But then I say certain things that stick in her mind, and then tomorrow she's like, oh, I think this, and this now. And then I don't go in and say, yeah, that's because of me. I go, oh, babe, like, you're right. Yeah. But meanwhile, I know that came into her mind because I planted certain seeds in the conversation the day or two before. Right.
I think I'm toxic in that way. I'll be the one to be like, I told you so.
Sometimes I do, depending on what it is. But hey, again, the longer the relationship goes, pick your battles. Do you always want to be the guy that's like, bro, I told you so, 5, 6, 7, 8 years in? Right.
I think something I do too, just to go back, is I cut people off quick. Like sometimes too quick.
Facts.
Like business and relationship.
Facts.
Like, bro, I'll fire someone on the spot. Like, and not even think about it. Or I'll cut off a girl too quick. Sometimes it's too quick. Sometimes it's too quick. I'll even know that. But like, he'll probably even vouch for this toxic trait in my butt. But like, I'm really like fast with it, bro. If someone disrespects me and shit like that, I'll just be like, yo, you're done for good though.
The shit I see, like the way I seen this man drop tings and drop employees off of like the slightest like disrespect. Again, could be the way he sees it. Maybe I don't see it the same way.
Yeah.
That's actually where we butt heads the most, I think. I'm willing to like give people a couple chances, depending on obviously the level of like disrespect.
Right.
This guy, bro, the second he feels like you disrespected him,
you're gone.
You're not gone. You're dead. You're 6 feet under, bro. You're 6 feet under.
Yeah.
I try to see the best in people, but also there has to be a balance to that, right?
Yeah.
And I have a good balance with that. Like,
I feel like Ernesto gives, cuts a girl off, but then like cut her off too quick. Yeah. And then next week he like texts her, forgetting that he cut her off. No, and she's like, "You cut me off." And he's like, "No, babe, that was."
No, you know what? But I'm good at like if I decide. If I make the decision that that person's cut off, like I'll never talk.
No, to no, him. Yeah. No, I get that. I can vouch for that. I can vouch for that. This guy, like, the minute he says he's done, you're done. Like, it doesn't even matter what you could, you could come with like some crazy value, monetary, networking, put this guy in a room. It doesn't matter. You're done, which is pretty crazy.
That's probably number one.
Yeah. I think I'm not that way too. But I need, for me, like I need the confirmation. Like, let's say, for example, from relationship wise, for me, it's like, if you're telling me that you don't want to work things out, like tell me so I could operate and like maneuver myself through life.
Yeah, you need that confirmation
in a different way. And 100%. I'm cool with it. I just need it to be told.
Yes.
I need to have that kind of closure to be like, okay, fine. We're not trying it at all. Like what's done is done.
Yeah.
Boom.
Which is fair. That's fair though.
Yeah.
Because then you never want to be wondering like, okay, what might have happened or what were they thinking at that point when I decided to cut them off?
Yeah,
okay, exactly. Yo, you guys are a little silent over there. What are your toxic traits?
Yeah, what are your toxic traits?
First of all, you're the same as Ernesto with the girls, bro. Yeah. The lightest thing ever. He's like, I'm over. Okay, I'm over it.
Yeah.
He says, shpuzi.
Oh, yeah. But he's like that now. Before, he was entertaining everything and everyone.
So maybe he learned the hard way, maybe. And now you're just like cutting people off.
It's because of them.
Yeah.
It's actually because of these guys. Because I learned to be, I was already picky, but now I'm way pickier.
Uh-huh.
So now I don't waste my time. As soon as you say some dumb shit or like I'm not interested or whatever, I'm just like, bye.
But that's fair.
I'm not gonna waste. You know, I just literally don't want to waste my time. You know.
Of course.
Yeah. So it's just super quick. As soon as I'm done with you, I'm done. Yeah,
facts.
I like that though. It's good.
Well, was there a time that someone wasted your time and now that's why you learned that way?
Oh yeah. Okay. That makes sense.
That makes sense.
Yeah, I was out there doing it, and I sat down. I was like, "What the fuck am I doing?"
Yeah,
you know. So I was like, "Yeah, you know what? It's fine." And as soon as you stop giving them the attention or whatever,
it's a game, bro. It's a game.
Yeah.
I got played bad one time from a girl from.
Toronto. Of course. Do we know her?
Waste time. No, I don't think. Maybe. I don't know.
Probably.
But yeah, I wasted my time. Yeah. I went down like three times.
Yeah.
Three?
Two, three times. Yeah, two, three times.
Yeah, something like that.
And just got nothing. Got nothing. Not even a relationship. Not even like hooked up. Not even a kiss.
You got a kiss? No?
No. What? Not even a kiss?
Not even a kiss.
Yeah, but bro, you went three times to Toronto not even getting a kiss?
No. Like, the only thing I did was just spend money.
Oh.
But this was like younger. But listen, granted, she was very attractive.
Okay.
Yeah, that's fair.
She was very attractive.
No. She's very attractive.
But you made a face as if she wasn't.
No. In a way that's not granted. Like, I would still not. But
even if she's attractive as fuck.
Fair enough. You're mad anyways. Because if I'm spending that much money and I'm not getting anything, I'll be cheesed.
Fair enough.
Anyways.
He doesn't want to relive it.
He learned. Right? No, he did.
No, now I spend, but I make sure that I get something out of it.
You got to learn the hard way, bro. We got to learn the hard way sometimes. Yeah.
I think in more recent events, it's like I don't do that anymore.
True.
Like before I used to do dates. Yeah. Now I don't do dates.
I don't do dates either. I can't do those.
You know?
No. We ain't doing those. I know you do the 9-hour ones, but I got mad respect for you though.
So, but I was not anymore.
None of us, you already learned from that? None of us do dates anymore, actually.
Yeah. It's been a while.
Okay, so I want to ask you that because I actually, like, I don't do dates. Like, why do you guys not do dates?
For me, if I'm doing a date, because I'm this is going to sound really, really fucked up.
Tell me.
If I'm going on dates, it's because I'm trying to get to know you.
Mm. Yes.
So if I'm not going on dates, it's because, like, I don't really see you as, like, potential. Like, we all know this. Like, you could talk to a girl and within the first 5 seconds, you could put her in a specific category.
Yes.
Mm. It's either you're hooking up with her, you're dating her, or she's the future wife of your children.
Yeah, bro, why aren't you talking about the way you categorize them?
Oh, shit.
Him, he puts them all in the same box.
No, hold on.
This is crazy. He's
going to walk you. I'm putting you on the spot.
Oh, you have an actual thing.
He's going to walk you guys through the categories.
It's not a crazy thing.
It's pretty crazy. It's pretty crazy.
You know how it is. Now it's hard with all the apps we have on our phone and shit. So like, for me, it starts in the DM.
Mm.
Once it gets, we both get excited. We're like, okay, let's talk more than the DMs. You bring it to another platform, you know, so it might reach Snapchat quick. and then I'll have my It could, there's tears.
It could go Snapchat.
Snapchat, WhatsApp, DMs, and iMessage.
If you make iMessage,
if you're in my iMessage,
that's the last cut.
You're at the top of the tier.
Yeah,
but that's not even dating. That's just like
that's
to stay organized. You know, that's my business. That's my business mind on it.
But yeah, the man's tiering the things by platform.
Yes.
That makes sense.
But you got it. Like, yo, that it's respectable. Like, this guy's the process guy. So when he told me this, I'm like, it's genius.
A phone number is very intimate. It's very personal.
Yes.
100%.
Yes.
But like, talking to girls, are they all in on IG or like?
These guys, oh yeah, for sure.
All IG, no? But it gets lost. It's so easy to get lost.
We proved this the other day.
Yeah.
That you guys are the ones that are liking all the girls' pictures on Instagram.
What is it, us three?
Yeah,
us three?
So obviously it's happening in the DMs.
No. But we got to explain that further, because before I met you guys and followed you guys and whatever, it would only be him. So, bro, on the explore page, whatever, like if you're just lurking and shit, like I'm talking like tens.
We could probably even do it now.
I'm talking, you probably could. Pull some up. 20s. I'm talking 20s on the timeline on the explore page. Ernesto liked the photo, every single one. I'm like, that's crazy.
But I like it, though.
I'm like, that's crazy. But it's respectable. I see what he's doing.
I personally like it, though.
Now I see three.
Done.
Now I see.
Done.
Yeah, see?
Done.
See? Show the cam. Hold on.
Who's that?
Hold on.
Who's
show that? The cam. Carl. Show the cam.
Who's that?
Listen.
Come here. What's up?
First picture, huh?
Yes.
Look at the first thing.
Oh my God, hold on. We gotta zoom in here. Lift it up. Oh, fuck. Okay. What? Save the picture, bro. This girl's going to get too amped.
That's fine.
That's fine. Get amped. Get amped.
The other day was all three of them.
No.
There was one that was Ernesto, Dean. There was one that was Ernesto, Carl.
Bro. Bro, I'm telling you, I used to only see Ernesto. Now I see Ernesto, Carl, and Mathieu. All three, bro.
Yo, the algorithm knows what we want, bro. Oh, now we're together, it's doing
crazy.
It.
Look, Carl again.
Oh my God,
that's
bro.
That's crazy, bro.
Yo, it's crazy.
I think it's bad when like I check my search. My search.
Carl.
Yo, my looks the same, bro.
Yeah. It's madness.
It's because we're single, so it's fine, you know?
But to me, it counts as like, for me, it's like it's a body. To me, if I see Carl like the picture, I immediately get turned off.
We did agree last week that for him, now we're going to count it as half bodies.
Half bodies.
Bro, it's crazy, bro.
He does it in his sleep. Sometimes Carl's going to be like this and just scroll and just...
Oh, you're doing those ones. Okay.
I respect it.
He's on autopilot.
That's crazy.
If
I was in a relationship, I'd be liking like, you know, cars and shit.
Cars,
you know. No girls at all.
But okay, so you'll go on a date with a girl knowing that you won't even want to date her though?
I don't know before. As soon as you get to the date and then you get to know the girl, it lasts forever for me.
Yeah.
But I know I know when they're gonna be friends or just acquaintances, you know?
And then okay,
at what point of the date do you know though?
If they don't give head, you're a friend.
That's crazy.
Oh my God.
That's crazy.
No. Like, to be honest, it's just a feeling. Like you talk to them and then you're like,
Yeah.
I don't see a future like with you, you know?
Yeah.
And then we end up just like literally just being friends or just texting or just never texting again, you know?
Okay.
But as soon as you see potential and you see that everything's fluid, everything's fine, everything's great, it's like you it's like another rank up. And then
you do the same thing again.
And they do the same with us.
It's true.
You
know? No, it's true.
We act like we were the only one that do that, but they do the same. They have a bunch of guys in the DM also. The girls that we go for probably have a lot of guys in their DM, you know?
That's all of us, bro.
So, exactly.
I don't do DMs.
No, you don't slide in?
I don't do DMs. I don't do dating apps either. I have zero dating apps.
I'm on Hinge right now going crazy.
But like, it's just like that. You just know.
I like organic.
Mm. What do you mean? Organic? Well, you want her to DMU. That's what you're saying.
I mean, but yeah.
That's such a turn on when the girl DMs you first.
No, I like it a lot.
That's
and
so
it, like,
nice.
Yeah, like it to me, like it makes me just be like, wow, like yeah,
you're
like,
actually interested.
Yeah,
yeah.
Or like if they send a DM and then like delete it.
That okay, too. So at this point, you all three of you are single.
Mm.
You're not looking for a relationship.
No.
You're no. gonna say like, oh, if it comes, it comes kind of thing? No, you're not. You're no. not. You're not. Okay, so when you link with a girl, what are you telling her? Like straight up? Are you telling her straight up like, oh, this is just gonna be a hookup?
Yeah, what are you guys saying?
I'm sure as fuck.
Yeah, mine is, yeah.
Like from this second text.
Yeah.
On my listen.
But it doesn't work.
It does.
No. Girls are still waiting to be cuffed by you.
Oh, yeah. Okay, it doesn't work in that way. It's like, yeah, okay. I thought I wasn't getting no. Like, no. They know. I'm telling them in advance. I'm just trying to fuck this, then. They're like, oh, yeah, no problem. 2 weeks in, 3 weeks in, they're like, okay, but I want a relationship out of you. I said, well, from the beginning, I said, I don't want it. True. And they always fuck around and say, you have relationship problems as a single man.
He does.
Yeah. Like, you have the same problems as you would in a relationship, but as
sometimes
a single
worse.
Guy.
No, it's stupid, bro. Like, sometimes I'm like, I literally have to say, are we in a relationship? Like, why are you talking to me like that?
And you get the same anxiety as if you were actually in a relationship. Yeah. 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 When you know deep down, you could literally just
stop,
block.
Yeah. Yeah.
And also, like, I can't do like the just like ghosting and not answering. Like, okay. I have to give you an explanation. I have a hard time not like answering for time. Okay. I'll give you, no, it's true though. Ghosting, who did I ghost? Give me an example. No, I'm just
saying. Like, anyways.
Yeah, I could. 1,000%. Yeah, I could, yeah. But I can't. I'll give you a couple explanations. If you still piss me off, then yeah, I'm going to restrict you on Instagram. I'm like not answering your text and then
move
on. Like, you know, you knew from the get-go, bro. Yeah.
It's because Matt, because listen, Matt's a weak man when it comes to MILFs.
Oh, I think I am too, though, to be honest.
So, like, if you're giving it up and you're giving it up good, like, Matt's gonna keep you around.
Mm.
Oh yeah.
If you're like performing at a 5 out of 10 ratio, then Matt might cut you off.
But what do
the
you
performance
have?
Matters though.
Yeah, but
with
what
all
you,
the respect,
what do you have?
Matters.
You have like an NBA roster, or are you rocking like an NFL roster? Like how many people are we talking?
Whoa,
how many people on the roster? You know what I'm saying?
No. My roster is not that crazy right now. It's actually chilling. But if you're a MILF, like,
oh, okay.
You got first draft.
Top prospect right away. It's different. I don't know. You said you're into it too, bro. Yeah. MILFs is different. They treat you differently. Sex is different. Everything is mad different, bro.
Well, listen, they're more mature. So like,
yes,
they're better with communicating with you.
Exactly.
They'll take like what you say for what it is. They're not gonna make up things in their mind, make up scenarios. From my experience, at least. And yeah, they know what you want.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But they'll even tell you. They'll even be like, you know, go have fun, go fuck your little youngins, and then come back when you're sick and tired of it.
I'm gonna be real. One of the girls I was seeing, I was obviously fucking her for a couple weeks, whatever. And I don't know. We never talk about exclusivity, none of that, right? And then I told her, listen, I'm going on a trip. I'm going with the boys, blah blah blah. And she's like, okay, like have fun. And she gave me a pack of condoms. I said,
see, that's good.
I'm sorry.
That's
I'm sorry.
It's not bad.
That's good.
What the fuck, bro? Yeah. I didn't know how to react. I'm like, why are you giving me this? She's like, well, I want you to have fun, but at least protect it, please. Yeah. I'm like, oh, is that okay? Fine.
Well,
like, you know,
difference.
it's just go. And I'm like, okay, well, respectfully, I appreciate it.
Well, if the woman's like 38, 39 years old, 37, 42, 40, whatever it is, 45, 55, whatever, 75, compared to like a 23, 24 year old, bro.
Yeah.
Come on, it's two different brains, bro.
It's different, but also in like, when you say something, you're like, listen, I just want to fuck. I appreciate having time with you, good time, whatever. And then if at some point you're like, I'm over it. I have to work. And then it's done, me and you. They're like, okay.
Yeah, that's
like
it.
Nothing crazy. Like,
no,
okay,
no
like
drama.
Maybe like sad a little bit, but like I understand you have a good life. And then they always finish with text me when you have time. And then nothing crazy.
Yes,
they're not gonna fucking blow your phone. Nothing
text me
crazy.
Whenever or whatever.
Yeah.
I'm like, because they already did the whole like relationship, probably marriage, divorce, I know whatever. They're like, bro, I'm not even trying to run that again. Like,
they don't even want to do all that shit.
Yeah, they're just like, I'm here for like what I'm here for. Yeah.
You know what I've been getting? Well, I haven't been getting a lot, but you know what I've been hearing more and more lately? It's when talking to girls and they always pull out the, oh, but like now you're famous now, so I'm sure you got a bunch of girls.
Of course.
And it's like, bro, like I'm talking to you right now.
Yeah.
Like why are you even like stressing out about like other girls that are irrelevant, you know?
You must have so many girls in your DMs. You're like, yes, what's up?
No. Doing the copy and paste, like when you have 10 DMs, you just copy and paste, like
ask him
the same answer?
No,
but that must be unattractive. Like if a girl says
when they
that
do
you,
that,
yeah, because you're like, bro, I'm trying to give you my attention, and like that's like the.
No, you're not looking for a groupie either. Like you want someone that's just gonna chill.
But also, like respectfully, like we're not up there like that, you know. Like yeah, okay, sure. There's a little bit of cloud that comes with the territory, but like it's also like, it's not swarming.
Yeah,
I don't know. Yeah. You guys.
Yeah, it's not exactly. Swarming.
It's not swarming.
It's gonna keep going up, right?
Yeah.
And you have to remember too, if it's like a girl from your hometown or some shit, and she's seen you before, and now she's seeing you grow, she's gonna be like, yeah, this guy's like famous now compared to what he was.
Yeah.
That's why, right?
But I also said that I'm no longer dating within my city, though.
That's fair. Which I don't think I could do that either, to be honest.
In Toronto?
Yeah.
I'll come date in Toronto.
Come to Toronto. Yeah, come to Montreal. We'll do a swap.
Make a roster for me. I'll make a roster for you.
I got you, bro. I got you.
What I wanted to know also from you guys is, what are certain things that girls can do in order for them to like get your attention for you to come and approach them? Let's say like in a club setting, right? Because a lot of the times, like, listen, I'll be the first one to say that obviously no guy wants to go out there and get rejected.
Yes.
But there's certain signs that girls can give off to be like, you know, approach me.
Well, I think the first one I would look at is like if she at another table with other guys. Mm. That's going to be a no for me right away.
Because that's a body.
Because I already know what she's up to. Like, respectfully, again. But maybe not that much. If she's with other dudes too, like, probably not. I'm probably not going to approach her. Yo, if she's like in the club in general, I might not even approach her, bro. But like, yo, if she comes in with her friend, like, they're just like, and you could tell, you could see when a girl's like more reserved than a girl that's going crazy. If I see like two really good looking women at the bar, that's super approachable for me,
right?
Like, just chilling on their ones, having a drink, maybe talking. But if I see a girl at a table like going buck wild, you know, bottle shots, this and that, there's no way I'm going to talk to her.
Wait, what would you say, Ernesto?
Yeah. What I say?
What would you say? You see the two girls and then you want to approach them? What do you do?
Well, I'd first offer them a drink for sure. I'd sit down with them, offer them a drink.
What a gentleman.
Offer them a drink. ask them if they're with anyone else. And then start a conversation from there. Just ask them where they're from, if they came here before. I haven't seen them. Stuff like that.
And do you have Snapchat?
You're new in town.
And then do you have Snapchat at me right now? Please, let's go. QR code, let's go. Right? But no, just more approachable. I think a lot of guys, especially in nightlife, they're intimidated by these women.
Right.
Because they come in, they look so good and stuff like that. But it's, but you can tell right away. And maybe because I was in nightlife for so long, I can tell like one from the other. But guys are just usually intimidated, right? And girls don't make it easy for guys either, right? Especially, I'd say for Toronto. Toronto's girls are like, they'll tell you fuck right off. They won't even look at you sometimes. Like, you'll try to talk to them, they won't even look your way. So I don't blame these guys for real. But don't even try to talk to a girl in a club, number one.
Mm-hmm. I would say it's eye contact is like the easiest way. Like if you catch her looking at you and you stare her in the eyes and she doesn't like look away, and then you have like, bro, even if it's like 3 to 5 seconds.
That's your window.
Well, at that point, you're like, all right, cool. And then you may go through like another list of things, like he's saying, with a bunch of guys, blah, 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 popping bottles, bottle shots, whatever. Then you may make your decision to go yes or no. But I think the easiest way to tell is like, you lock eyes and then it's just like, again, and then you play one of those where it's like, yo, who's going to look away first? And if you do that, like, yo, if you start hitting like the 10 second mark, you could fuck in the bathroom.
Oh, you guys are undressing each other.
Yeah.
Yo, in Portugal that time?
There's been a lot of time.
Which one? Me and this girl staring at each other for 30 seconds. I had to sit down. I was standing. My legs got bust. I'm like, yo, I'm going to sit and still stare. But then ended up, you know, going home with her and shit like that. But yo, the eye contact, I can't believe I forgot that.
I think I would say that's probably the easiest way to tell, like, to make a move. Like, if you're interested in her, the eyes are locked like that, make a move.
Yeah.
It is a good How about you guys?
Oh shit.
how do you first of all, number one, approach a girl in a club, and how do you choose who you're gonna approach if you do or not? Or are you just going crazy?
First of all, they don't approach anyone.
Okay.
Regardless
they're waiting, okay.
Even if the girl says,
yeah, like, come here. Like, how you
and
come
me,
here.
I'm like, are you gonna go, Sergio?
Yeah.
Him doesn't even see, like, oh, I didn't, bro, I swear to God, these guys, I get so cheesed, bro.
Yeah.
I'm like, just go. No, they're not approaching anyone. For me, the looks, But also this one thing I know you guys know is when she knows what she's doing and she's passing in front of you a thousand times.
Yes, yes. She's making her presence known.
She, bro, you see her. Why you had to pass here to come here? What are you trying to do?
The club is, the club is not that big.
Yeah, facts.
And she's smart, you know, like she passes next to you, try to just a little bit, just
passing. Yeah.
Just, okay.
Club's packed, you know. My bad.
I'm sorry, but like I'm here looking this way, so I can, just scooching.
Yeah.
That, then, okay, maybe I'll be like, okay, then the lock eyes, if I see all that, most definitely I'm going to go and talk to you, whatever.
Yeah.
What I'm going to say depends on either what she's wearing or what is she doing. I'm very, like, I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
So if I see that she's been locking eyes or she's been walking around, I might say that.
Yeah.
I might say, you walk a lot, huh? I like what you're talking about.
And I like that.
Ice is broken already. We can, I'm fuck around with you or whatever, blah, blah, blah. And then we're going to start a conversation. I've never really, I'm going to be real with you, I've never offered a drink. Like, no. It's not, never been my thing or whatever. Okay. I've never thought about it.
That's the promoter.
I was going to say, it's a very promoter thing to do.
The promoter in me that comes out.
Because you got the bottles. You're like, yo, come to the table, pour you a drink, whatever. Yeah. It's an easy way to do it.
Yeah, just go in and I talk to you or whatever. And honestly, I always make sure that it doesn't last long. Like, I talk to you for maybe 10, 15.
True. That's important. That's important.
Even if the conversation goes on, I stop it.
Yeah.
Just because if it's too long, it starts to be weird. Like, it's awkward after fucking 30, 40 minutes. Like,
oh, that's crazy. Like,
You know their whole life. You're like, I'm trying to party.
It's not that deep. Just, I'm telling you, your outfit looks nice. Whatever.
So you're just trying to get the contact and then go back to doing
it. Yeah, I'm going to talk to you for a little bit. One good line that I have that works all the time is, I just want to tell you your outfit looks good, and I keep walking away.
Nice.
Done.
Nice.
And then now they're thinking. Now they're thinking. Like,
come back.
Yeah, yeah.
Come back. I'm like, no.
Yeah.
Fine. And then I'll see you later. You know what I mean?
I have this problem where I'm oblivious to a lot of things. There's a lot of times that I get asked like, are you going to take my phone number?
Oh, like that's how oblivious.
That's how me. I'm just having a conversation, right? Yeah. Like I'm about to end it, and they're like, well, like you're not going to take my phone number.
Yeah,
I'm like,
yeah.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
Right. You're like, no, actually, no.
Yeah. Or like, what's your Instagram?
That'd be fun.
No, I would never say no, but sometimes like maybe I'll give like away like a fake phone number or something. But I do unspoken, Riz.
True.
I call over.
Doing some dance moves or something?
Not just.
You doing a sauce on the side?
Just
there's
just
actually one. There's actually one nine.
Show the tat.
No, I haven't shown. I haven't shown it on
camera. No, I heard about the tat. I need to see it though.
Show the tat. Let me see the tat.
I've never showed it before.
Jeez. That's crazy.
There you go.
That's crazy. That's
it works.
So you just go like this to them, just show them right away.
And then they go and like, they what does that say?
Do they just walk into it?
They just walk into it. No, there's one I used here actually. And I seen a girl walking by and I just said, who the fuck are you? That's all I said. And they were like,
holy shit.
That's pretty slick though.
And I was like, yeah, you. Like, you know what I mean? I think it just got their attention. Like, crazy, but I think I might use that one moving forward.
Can you imagine if you would have said like, no, not you?
Then you can play, then you can start playing like that. Oh, though. Then you can start playing like God. That. If she doesn't react the way you want, not even you. It was the girl behind you, man. What are you talking about?
That's crazy. That's ruthless.
So something that's that would get your guys' attention. This man didn't answer.
Something that would get my attention. Eye contact, definitely, but also if you got curly hair, I mean, shit, you know what I'm saying. But
curly hair is all it takes for you to go and approach them.
I don't do that, but still, it's like it's.
It could be the baddest woman. Carl will not go. He's gonna tell us.
So you're waiting for her to come to you.
Yeah,
all every time.
Pretty much,
because that's like the confirmation for you that if she comes to you, then it's real.
Exactly. Yeah. Okay. Now I know. Even though she'd be like,
you, I want you.
Yeah.
I'd be like, you come here. I can't hear you.
It's basically, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. So as soon as they come. It's just
what?
I just imagine a scene that the girl's saying, "I want you," and Carl just like responds back with gang signs.
yeah.
Oh my god.
What are things like after you guys are starting to talk to a girl? What are things that a girl can say to you that will immediately turn you off?
Oh, bro. Oh man. If you start talking about your exes.
Straight up,
like the first one, two, like I don't even want to hear it in general, but like the first time, if she brings up an ex-boyfriend,
yeah,
run, bro, just start running, yo. That's a big thing for me.
Yeah, no, for sure.
Bringing up ex, that means you're probably not over the ex. I'm not trying to talk about your ex.
Yeah,
like straight up.
No.
The girl has to be good with her family, straight up. If I hear that she's like, she's not good with her family, she hates her mom, she hates her dad, this and that, I'm gonna be like, yo, you're gonna hate me too then, probably. Like, straight up.
She hates her dad, she's gonna hate me.
Yeah. Just in general. Like, no, it's just a relationship thing, right? So I look at those two, like, that's a big thing for me too, if I was to take a girl serious.
Though. Yeah, yeah, yeah. No,
if I'm just trying to hook up, whatever, you could hate your dad, you could hate all your cousins, I don't give a fuck, you know what I mean?
You guys?
I mean, it's kind of weird. It's not weird, but like it's also like understandable. As soon as a girl comes to me or whatever, and we start talking, and she's like, "I know you," you know. Oh. She's like, "I know you from like either the TV show you were on or okay. the podcast." And I'm like, "Cause I say I'm an open book. So like I say everything about me on the podcast or at that show. So like I feel like,
oh, then they know that they know the whole you.
You already know I'm funny or whatsoever. Yes, you know? Yes. So I'm just there like, I don't know what to say. I'm like. Shit, okay. But then again, if they lie to me and they actually knew me, like there's that one girl we were talking and then she said she didn't know me nor the podcast. And I'm talking to her, whatever. And then I'm like, yeah, I have a podcast with my friends, stuff like that, whatever. And then she was acting like she didn't know. And then one night she was drunk and then she was like, oh, by the way, I knew you. I knew about the podcast and I know Sergio and I know Matt. And I was like,
oh,
I was like, wow,
why did you start with that?
Yeah, you know what it is too, now like girls think it's attractive to say like relax, you're not that famous. Or like,
that's crazy.
Like they'll say certain things to like downplay the fact that like they automatically assume that we think we're big, so they that as a way to like be like, I don't think you guys are that special, as if they think it turns us on.
As if you guys are walking
on.
Around saying I'm special on your t-shirts.
Yeah, as if like, yeah. Oh yeah, she's the one who's different, she thinks we're not cool like everybody else. Yeah, you know?
Bro, that one time we're at CACAR, we're in our friend group, like, you know, the circle's closed. This random girl comes, pushes the group, comes to me, says, so apparently you're famous. I'm like, uh-huh. And she goes, well, I don't know you, so I don't know why people are saying you're famous.
Oh, she's doing those.
I'm like.
But girls think that's attractive.
It's so weird. I said, weird. Okay, my name is Matthew. How are you?
Yeah.
And then she goes, I'm not telling you my name. I'm like, why did you come, like, huh? And deadass, I'm not even lying. That's what I said, huh? Like, is everything okay? She's like, and yeah, you did this, like, little TV show, whatever.
Oh,
I'm like, yeah, well, it's called Love Island. And she goes, well, I didn't watch it.
I'm like, holy shit.
Good, like, great. Right?
She
like,
got
good,
some good. Deep down issues this one. She's here,
like,
eh?
Like, what do you want me to say? And then her friends is in her back, and she goes, I'm sorry, like, whatever. Yeah. And I'm like, come get your friend. Like, it's super weird, whatever. And I ask her friend, what's her name? She goes, so-and-so. I'm like, nice to meet you, whatever. And I go again. So do you want to tell me your name so we can have an actual conversation? She's like, no, bye. And leaves.
She left. Wow, mind
blown. I lost so many brain cells. What the fuck is this shit?
Yeah. I think some women do that shit with like the attitude and like, but that doesn't work.
It doesn't work.
Like, I don't want to talk to a woman that gives me attitude.
But I think that's for the story. I think that's for the story. They go home and then she can like show her friends like your IG and be like, do you know what I said to him?
Well, she got a 5 minutes.
Like, I'm telling you. Yeah,
fame.
They think they might think that's sick. You know?
Fucking hate it. Like, it's not just come. Like, you know what she said? Like, in the first 5 seconds, I can know if I like a girl.
Yes.
So just talk normal. I don't think I'm a fucking celeb. I don't think I'm anyone. My name is Matt. I'm a normal guy, whatever. Yeah. Talk to me normally. I'll talk to you normally. Done deal. In the first 5 seconds, I'll know if I'm interested or not.
Yes.
We don't come with attitude. Yeah, you think I'll be like, oh, yeah.
No, oh, yeah. Attitude. Let's get it. Like,
not at all. You can have like, for me, I kind of like it like sass.
Sass is different though. That's different.
Sass is
and it
cool.
doesn't. And usually the sass, like, she wouldn't go like the whole conversation with all the sass.
Yeah, exactly.
It'd be a part of it.
Just a bit is enough for me to be like,
oh, I like that.
I kind of like
a little bit of spice. We call it spice. You know, only got to be spicy, but like,
nah, I love it.
That was like straight disrespect what that girl was doing. Like, yo.
So weird, bro. I ended up just talking to our friend just to show her like, listen, I'm normal. You're just weird. Your friend is sweet, sweet, sweet. You can move on. It's
true.
Just weird.
True. Yeah. You know, what really turns me on is a girl that like genuinely shows interest in what you have to say.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
If I ask a girl a question and she gives me an answer and she says like, what about you? Just the what about you will make me that much more turned on towards you.
Which that's like 5% of women right now that are saying the what about you.
Yeah. And that
from
that,
my experience, I don't know. Maybe I'm just doing explore page girls. I don't know.
I think that's like my first initial test.
Yeah.
I ask you a question. If you don't say like what about you in return, I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
Done.
I already know that you're here for a particular reason. It's not to get to know me.
Of course.
No, fair enough.
So tough question.
Yeah.
And you guys can answer it if you guys want to. If not, you don't have to. But would you rather? So would you rather that your girl gets fucked by one random guy every day or gets fucked by one of your boys once a week?
Oh, those are both so fucked.
Oh my God.
And how long does this last for?
For life. And it's a different time frame. Like, it's one of your boys, but it's a different one every week.
And this is like your girl, like your wife.
Your wife. So that's what I'm saying, forever, right? Because it's your wife.
Anthony, you can go first, since we're all single.
Yeah, Anthony, I was going to say, this is the most relevant question for me. Oh my God, bro. I think...
Remember, you're dapping them up when you see your boys out.
This question is harder than the sucking the dick for the venom out.
It is. It's true. I can see the pros and cons of both sides, okay? There's no pros at all, but I can see which cons outweigh the other cons. Like, okay, let me... I'm going to do the math out loud. Okay. Obviously, fucking one of your boys every week is less bodies. It's less kills. So...
How many boys you have, fam?
No, but then he's saying it's forever, so I'm just going to recycle.
Yeah.
So overall, it's less people. Mm-hmm. But like, you chill with these guys, which is crazy, and they're all going to know what it's like to smash your girl.
Like, imagine you go to dap up Carl, and then Carl's like, no, not this hand, bro.
Okay. Heartbreak. That's fucked. The other side of it is every day, it's like... You have no peace of mind.
No, different shapes, sizes, races. Like,
you know it's happening every day.
Can I choose suicide? Wait,
I think Carl could like help like with a scenario. What sound would it make?
Every day. I'm gonna go. Oh my God, I don't know. I'm going to go, Jesus Christ. Every time I'm about to say one, I'm like, I can't even say that.
It's crazy because like also at the end of the day, she does it at the end of the day. She's like, okay, babe, I got to go.
That's what I'm...
Or she comes back and she's like,
oh my God,
so tired today. I think I'm just going to go to bed. Oh my
God.
Because every day technically, for the sheer
lower bodies, it's gonna be my boys.
The boys.
I gotta. It's gotta be my boys.
At least you know they'll treat her right.
Yeah. Let's say it's every Friday. She's like, oh, finally Friday.
No. Oh my God. That's demonic, fam. Hey, That's demonic. I would have to say the boys. No. Straight up.
For me, it would be once a day.
Yeah,
I can't chew with you guys knowing that you guys are clapping my girl's cheeks. Hell no.
You know what? 365 different guys.
Yeah, that's the problem. That's a huge number.
I don't see them.
I don't even know what each guy is.
I don't see them. I don't know what they look like. They're randos. I get to put a face to the action, and I'm not about it.
But here's the thing: every day's fucked. Bro.
Every day's fucked, man.
Out of sight, out of mind, bro.
Every day is insane.
Doesn't matter.
You know what's crazier though is that there's guys who like both of those things.
True.
Yeah.
That fucks me up in the head when I think about that. I'm like, there could be a guy sitting right here and being like, I do that already.
I do. Like,
my girl does that. I'm like, oh, that's fucked up.
I would probably say the friends, bro. I'm a guy that likes to keep shit in the family. You know,
so that's crazy.
We gotta share. You know, sharing is caring. Yeah. Sharing on, is caring.
That's wild.
What's your answer?
Me?
Yeah. What was yours?
It has to be friends because. Different guys, bro. Shape, sizes, everything. And she makes them come. She's like, she's my girl. That's crazy.
That's crazy. I know. So you're actually getting cheese right now.
I've been single and that pisses me off, you know?
I know, it's fucked.
Bro, are you guys? I'm good.
You guys ever been with like you guys ever had sex with a girl and think to yourself like, yeah, you know, a baby wouldn't hurt.
A baby wouldn't hurt? Fuck, I mean.
He's like... Yeah.
A couple times in the
Sergio, every time. Sergio, what about you?
What about me? What?
Your question.
Next question.
Yeah. Hold on. I know. Okay.
What would you do if ever, like, the girl that you were hooking up with, like, said another guy's name?
That's crazy.
Oh, bro. That's fucked.
I'm changing and putting in your ass. You're gonna just gonna die. Bro. You're gonna talk shit. It's gonna hurt.
Stop looking at me when you're saying that.
What the fuck?
Well, ladies and gents, from sucking poison out of a dick to knowing what makes us tick about girls, I hope you guys enjoy this episode with the Money Buys Happiness boys. I gotta end it off on one topic though. I'm doing the Uno reverse card though. Mm. So Ernesto and Anthony, does money buy happiness?
I'll go first.
Go.
You're going here.
Yeah, go.
Yes.
Yes.
Money buys happiness. For me, it amplifies the person you are. Mm. So we've got a lot of answers, obviously. We've done the podcast. So we kind of pick and choose the answers we like and apply them to ourselves. If you're like a douchebag that's broke, you're going to be a douchebag that's rich. Mm. Vice versa. If you're a great person and you're not well off, or maybe you're poor or whatever, you're going to be a great person, greater person actually, when you have money. Mm. And you get financial freedom, you know? That's why we're here in this beautiful villa, because money buys happiness.
Yeah, well said. I agree with that. I think from the almost 300 answers that we've gotten from some really impressive people, the way I kind of see it is that, well, A, first thing is, yeah, money, in my eyes, money buys happiness. And I see it as like it's sort of like there's two prongs to it. One is like, A, how you make the money. If you enjoy making the money the way you do, that's going to overall make you happy. And then B, it's what you do with the money, right? If you're doing good with the money, you're helping your family, you're putting your friends in positions to win, you know, you're giving back in whatever way you feel makes sense. And then obviously being able to travel and do all this shit you like. Like, how can it not make you happy? You know, if you need a fucking, people are going to be like, oh, but what if your mental health's fucked up? Well, you got to pay for a therapist too. That shit ain't free. Mm. So, you know what I mean? It's like how you make the money is important, and then what you do with it. Those are kind of the two steps.
A lot of people that'll say like, oh, well, there's a lot of people that are millionaires, billionaires that are sad. Mm. You know what? And chances are that was like a character problem. Mm. That would have happened regardless. If they made $50,000 a year.
Facts.
They would have felt that same way, right? So, yeah, I don't really agree with that. I think, like he said, it's really about how you make it and what you do with it, because that's key.
It's knowing what to buy.
Yeah. I mean, bro, if I give you 50 G's and you take your whole family to 1 month vacation, you're going to be happy as fuck, you know?
And that's a memory forever. Yeah. So like that moment of happiness is going to live on for as long as you live. You're always going to remember that. Mm. If you take the 50 G's, you go buy a bunch of blow and you do it in 20 minutes. I mean, that might make some people happy for a small period of time,
20 minutes,
but you're done. Right. So yeah, for me, that's the two things: how you make it, what you do with it.
Yeah.
Well, I think that's a perfect way to end the episode.
Appreciate you guys, bro.
Yeah, no, thanks for having
you guys. And I hope you guys enjoyed the episode. Don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe. Give us 5 stars on Amazon, Apple Podcasts, Spotify. Don't forget to check us out on
Patreon,
where you guys get to see an exclusive episode every single Friday. It's been your boy, Sergio's Talk.
It's your boy, Matt.
It's your boy, Carl.
And we were with
Money Buys Happiness, baby.
Skrrt.
And we'll see you guys next week. Y otra noche que salí con la amiga, dando vuelta por la city.